Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman with you. We now talk Riverside football, joined now by the Cyclones coach, that is Bryce Payton. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON as well. Coach, back-to-back wins since the week one loss. A very impressive outing at home against McLeod, 34-14. We talked about it last week, how it was going to be a tough matchup. The line of scrimmage was going to be a big factor in that game. Overall, again, 34-14, you guys come out on top. Just talk about the overall thoughts and takeaways.
You know, one thing I mentioned last week was that we were due for a good game. Our kids, I just felt like we were due for our kids to play well and kind of bring it together. And we'd been riding them hard for a couple weeks and showing them exactly, you know, what we need to do and how we need to do things. And it all worked out. You know, we played really good, played hot from the start, and I think we ended 21-0 at the end of the half. Came, got the ball out right side of the half, went right down and scored, got the ball back, scored again, you know, and just played really, really well. And it's so nice to see our kids so excited and not used to abundance of success in the wins and loss column. And, you know, I think they're finally starting to believe in each other and believe in themselves and playing really well together.
Yeah, and it seemed like both teams maybe a little bit slow out the gate, but you mentioned the second quarter, 21-0 in that quarter. You come out in the second half and get back-to-back touchdowns, 34-0 at that point. McLeod, they do get a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter, but again, a 20-point win for your squad. Talk about just the offense and Beckham Griffin at quarterback, 3 touchdown passes, 1 from 40 yards out, 1 from 10 yards out, 1 from 9 yards out, everybody getting involved, but he seemed to have a good grasp on the offense that night.
Right. You know, this is probably one of Beckham's best overall games. You know, I think he was 8 for 9, and one of his passes was probably his shortest and easiest pass of the evening, just kind of overthrew it out to the side. But he was in command. He knew what we were doing. He understood what we wanted him to do and took what the defense gave him on a couple plays. And, you know, the kids made plays. And that was the other part of it, is we just need some things to happen. And 12, 13 play drives are great, but that was where we kind of struggled with finishing those. Well, it helps whenever somebody breaks a 40-yarder in there and kind of cuts down on some of those. And kind of we looked a little explosive this last week, and that helped. But I think we were clicking kind of on all cylinders. And I thought we played really well. And Beckham, along with a couple other guys, you know, Tyzel, I think he had 4 catches for like 65 yards and a touchdown. And Mason Hayes rating the ball well for us. And, you know, Keegan Hughes is going to be a little dynamic. And we saw how he can kind of play in. And he hasn't had a ton of catches this year. But, you know, we're kind of feeling everything out. And I think we're kind of rolling in the right direction right now.
Well, and then talk about the defense real quick. You go back to week one, that game against Jackson Heights, it was very close in the first half, and really the Cobras didn't get most of their points until the second half. So, you know, for a half in that game, the defense was stout. Riverside going to ACCHS in week two, again, the Tigers, you guys shut them out, and then against McLeod in this recent game, you guys shut them out for 3 quarters, and then they get the couple of touchdowns in the fourth. So you look at 3 games, and I mean about 60-70% your defense has held teams in check.
Right. You know, yes, you're exactly right. Our defensive coordinator, Matt McFarland's been doing a good job, and our kids have done really well. They've adapted to what their responsibilities are. They understand their job. And, you know, it's really great trying to get these kids to understand that if everybody just does their own, they don't have to worry about anything else, then it'll all work out. And I was looking at the tackle stats, and we don't have a tackler over 25 tackles through 3 games. And some may say that's a bad thing, but I think that is a positive thing, where we have so many guys that are involved, that whether on the defensive line, our linebackers, or even our corners and safeties like to hit too. And we just like to fly around, and we have confidence in all of those guys making plays each and every play. But yes, the defense has played well, and you know, we were kind of short a couple guys and banged up a little bit in the second half. And I know they wanted to shut out, but we kind of pulled some kids off just to, you know, no reason to waste anything or, you know, have a potential injury right before district. So we kind of pulled off, and they got a couple. But our kids know how they played, and I understand that. And, of course, everybody wants to shut out. But, you know, I'm looking ahead to the future, and the next few weeks ahead are going to be way more important.
Yeah, and you mentioned district play. It gets going here this week, week number four, on the road at Moorhill Mounts Academy. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Riverside football coach Bryce Payden here on our locker room chats as we hit week four of high school football. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Coach, it's hard to believe we are already hitting basically the halfway point here in the regular season. District play is now underway, and let's talk about the opponent this week. This will be our feature game on KARE 93.7. Moorhill Mounts Academy on the road. What can you tell us about the Ravens?
You know, they're a hard team to figure out. You know, they win a close one in week one to a JCN team that just went to the state championship. You know, and they obviously they lost some key players off that team, but and then they you know get blitzed a little bit by a very good Jackson Heights team, and then last week they blitzed a Maranatha team. So you know they're kind of all over the place, and you know they've got some kids that maybe didn't play in the first couple games that are playing now, and you know we're just kind of focusing on doing our job, and whatever happens happens. And but yeah, I think they got a bunch of good looking kids and do a ton of different formations and different things to try to formation you and try to get advantages for their kids and don't look well at times. So it's definitely something difficult to prepare for.
Well, it seems like, at least, and correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like the Ravens, they want to spread you out a little bit more, maybe throw it around a little bit more. You see a team like ACCHS and then McClouth, they seem to be a little bit more ground and pound and want to stay consistent in the run game. Jackson Heights, obviously a team that can spread it around a little bit. I mean, is it fair to say that Moorhill's maybe as similar to Jackson Heights more so than the last two teams that you saw?
Yeah. I think they're definitely going to throw it way more this week than we've seen, at least in the last 2 weeks combined. So they're going to want to spread it out and throw the ball, and we're going to have to make sure we're sound in coverage and just go make some plays. So, but yes, they're going to throw it around a little bit more than what we were typically seeing in the last couple weeks.
Finally, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Just give us a few overall keys and takeaways, and what's it going to take to get a win here on Friday night at Moorhill Mounts Academy?
I think to start off fast again. I think we need to have a good first quarter mentally for our kids and get our kids back into that where we know we can play, and we know we can play well and go out and show it again in the first quarter, second quarter, and finish strong. Thought we finished drives better this last week. We held them on first down. And I think a couple keys is just staying sound and disciplined on defense and making the plays when they come at us.
There it is, Bryce Payden, the Riverside football coach. A battle of 2-1 teams as district play gets going this week. Riverside at Moorhill Mounts Academy. That'll be our feature game Friday night on KARE 93.7 FM. Coach, as always, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Good luck on Friday.
Of course. Thank you so much.